The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good morning, Rolene. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Well, I tell you, it's extremely sobering to hear what is going on in Cape Town with the water situation. And I'm also like incredibly proud of the community in Joburg for really stepping up and showing their solidarity and their love and support. It's an incredible thing to witness from here in Israel.
100%. Rolene, can we talk about these stories that I'm seeing? Well, it's a big story coming out of Israel about the people who have asylum seekers, essentially. Are they asylum seekers? Are these the illegals that have come across? Who is Israel wanting to deport?
Not everyone, and I have to stress this very clearly, not everybody is an asylum seeker. The majority of those that the government is seeking to deport, and I just want to tell listeners, it is a very, very difficult thing for us here in Israel. You know, it's not an easy decision, but the majority of those that Israel is looking to deport are illegal workers, not asylum seekers. We have been able to give help to a certain amount of asylum seekers, but we cannot take in everybody. It's very, 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 very difficult. At the moment, the government are looking to deport single Eritrean and Sudanese men of working age who've come into the country illegally, and they have 60 days to go to a third option country or be deported. It's very, very difficult. For the moment, married men, women, children will not be subjected to any kind of deportation or imprisonment. But it's a heart-wrenching decision. It's not easy. There are nearly 40,000 African immigrants in Israel, and at least half of those will be notified that they have 60 days to leave the country.
Either way, it doesn't look good for Israel from a PR point of view.
It doesn't look good for Israel from a PR point of view, but I just want you to also tell other people that other countries around the world, including South Africa, have deported illegal immigrants from their countries. The fact that Israel lives under this unbelievable and stressful microscope is the reason why it's making headlines around the world. Having said that, the population here who are illegal have been able to protest peacefully. They have been able to make their point of view heard. Was this allowed in South Africa a couple of years ago when there were xenophobic attacks? So I think that for those, and there are many in the South African press, because I cover the South African press, who are having a field day with what they see as an extension of Israel's policies towards the Palestinians. And you know who you are, the journalist of Al Jazeera who wrote that op-ed. This is not the case. This is a very, very, very difficult situation for Israel, as it is for other countries around the world, including South Africa. It's just that South Africa, Israel exists under a very, 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 very strongly focused microscope.
Where are most of these people from, Rolene? What countries are they from?
Most are from Eritrea or the Sudan, and there's very, very few from other countries across the African continent, but mostly from Eritrea and the Sudan.
Very interesting. Okay, what are the other big news stories coming out of Israel? I need to ask you about what happened on Friday night. I've got this app on my phone, and around about 9:30, I hear sirens going off. And there were sirens alerts, and there were rockets fired into southern Israel.
Well, this sadly has been, we have seen an escalation of this since the Trump declaration on the 6th of December. This is our neighbors in the south telling us that they are very, very displeased with the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. We've also heard a lot of saber rattling over the last couple of days, and many people have messaged me to say, is Israel going to war this summer?
But we hear that even Israel's from leadership, though. Even the leadership is saying that.
Well, the leadership are being more more specific. They're saying unless we do something or unless some kind of solution is found to sort out the humanitarian crisis in Gaza, we very, very likely could see some kind of escalation. The problem is that, you know, very, very often the world blames Israel for the situation in Gaza. And I just want to again stress that Israel and Egypt have a maritime blockade in place. Also, there are tons and tons, there are many, many trucks carrying tons and tons of humanitarian aid every single day that are going into Gaza under the supervision of COGAT, which is the unit in the army that is responsible for what happens in Gaza and the West Bank. And the question is, what is happening to that humanitarian aid? Is humanitarian aid being distributed, or are Hamas operatives keeping that aid for themselves, which is a very, very important question to ask. The other thing is the issue of electricity. Israel has been asked by the Palestinian Authority not to provide electricity to Gaza because of outstanding bills. This is also, again, a grave concern to Israel because we don't want to create a humanitarian crisis on our border. And just this last week, we have given permission for a certain amount of electricity to be given to the Gaza Strip. Having said that, this combined with the anger by those in Gaza and possibility from the West Bank about Trump's decision to declare Jerusalem our capital, something which we've known for quite a long time, Kath, we could face some kind of conflagration.
Yeah, interesting. All right, so tell us some other news that's coming out of Israel.
Well, what is also interesting today is that last week we heard that Slovenia would be another country to vote to recognize an independent Palestinian state. And today we've got news that Slovenia is going to postpone any kind of declaration. So that's very, very interesting. We're going to watch this and the possibility of other countries perhaps or not recognizing a Palestinian state. And then news coming out of Germany weighing in on the growing tension between Israel and Poland with the recognition of the complicity of Poles during the Holocaust and the subsequent law that says that on penalty of 3 years of imprisonment, you are not to, or Poles are not to refer to the death camps in Poland as Polish death camps. Germany weighing in saying that Germany and the Nazis were solely responsible for the Holocaust, which is a very interesting statement to make. However, the way we see it and the way many historians see it is that the Poles were complicit. They were complicit in selling out their neighbors. They were complicit in pogroms after the Shoah, when people the small amount of survivors did try and return to their homes. So it's a very, very, very strong and growing tension between the two countries, and Israel is just short of recalling our ambassador to Poland. We're hoping to sort it out. One thing that has angered us was that there was assurances made that there would be some kind of discussion with Israel before the law went to vote, and that did not happen. But on a more positive note, Kath, if anybody watches Ray Donovan is in Israel. He's on the beach in Tel Aviv, and he says he's looking forward to warm weather, good hummus, and lots of fizzy bubbly. And apart from him and the Zohan, I don't know where one gets fizzy bubbly in Israel.
We produce it here on the Morning Mayhem.
Well, can you please ship me some? I'm very curious. What is this fizzy bubbly that they seem to know about that I don't?
Fizzy bubbly. That's what it is. It's fizzy bubbly. It's a fruity drink, and it comes in all different kinds of flavors. Rolien, just before I let you go, because we've got about 30 seconds, did you see that this far-left Norwegian lawmaker has nominated the BDS movement for a Nobel Peace Prize?
Oh, kill me now.
No, seriously. I thought that this was news because it's not on any credible news sources. It's on ipsnews.net. It's on TeleSur TV. It's on Global Research. It's on imemc.org. I have no idea what these websites are.
First of all, they're not credible, just like the BDS movement as any kind of peace movement.
Right. Anyhow, I just thought I should throw that in. I'm sorry to have ruined your day. But
no, I really need my fizzy bubbly, Kathy.
Go and get your fizzy bubbly. All right, Rodine, thank you so much. We look forward to speaking to you tomorrow morning, but catching up with you this afternoon at
25 to 6. There we go. 6, you can catch me with Howard on your afternoon with Howard Feldman with the Israel Report.
Thank you so much. God bless, Rodine. Take care.
God bless, guys. Good day.
Bye.